Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious, unique audience. I know you must be unique if you are listening to our programs on sharing Jesus effectively with all people, especially with Muslims. Even though we know from the gospel that Jesus is the eternal Son of God in a unique spiritual sense. However, the Quran's view of Jesus' sonship is different. We need to help our Muslim friends see the incorrect assumption stated clearly in the Quran that God had to have a wife in order to have a son. And we have one of the surahs, 72, stated, "Exalted is the majesty of our Lord. He has taken neither a wife nor a son." It is important that we share with our Muslim friends that what the Quran rejects as untrue is the carnal idea that God had a son through a physical relationship with a partner. Of course, such an idea is blasphemous also to us as Christians. We reject such a notion. The gospel never describes Jesus' sonship in these terms. The Bible's view of Jesus' sonship is we believe that the generation of the Son is eternal and was not a separate entity beside God, because God is eternal. When the gospel states that Christ is the divine Son of God, it does not mean that Christ came as a result of a physical relationship between a father and a mother. This is a joke, never meant or never insinuated anything like that or implied anything like that. Jesus' sonship is of another kind, an eternal spiritual sonship. This father-son relationship has existed from eternity. Please remember that we believe that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, is united in one spirit with God, the Father, from all eternity. The Son took on an additional nature and dwelt among us. He came to this earth as God's ambassador and was subject to God's authority. That's why the expression Son of God confirms that Jesus was not the son of any man, but he came directly from God, because he was conceived through the Virgin Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' sonship is not a physical, earthly relationship. When the gospel teaches that Jesus is the Son of God, it means God was revealed in his essential nature of love in Christ. Let me share with you what I read of biblical scholar Kenneth Crick. He presents an analogy. When we speak of Beethoven the musician or Leonardo da Vinci the artist, we mean these men and their full personality in a particular capacity. Capacities which do not preclude their having others, but yet involving them wholly. You see the picture? In physical birth, there is separation between mother and the child. But Jesus came from the Father without leaving God the Father. This is very clear in the gospel. Even according to Jesus' words, Jesus said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." These words are recorded by Jesus' disciple John, chapter 14, verse 10. Jesus appeared in human form and yet remained in God. Okay, when I refer to Jesus as the Son of God, many of my Muslim friends recite Surah 112 and tell me, "No, Sammy, he begat is not nor begotten." Of course, we agree, yes, God was never born because he is eternal. Yes, it is true that God does not beget according to the Quran's use of the word beget, in which one becomes a father by sexual means to beget a son. For we know that God is a spirit, not human. In order for God to be called the Father, he does not need to beget in the way we humans do. Remember, Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit, not by human flesh, which is the glad tidings of the one-time holy pure conception. Surah 3, verses 46-47 documented Mary's conversation with the angel. Interestingly, the Quran states, Mary said, "How can I have a child when no man has touched me?" The Gospel also documented the conversation in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse 34-35. Mary said, "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Wow! And we will explain more in our next program, but I promised you last program that I will share with you one of the testimonies that when Muslims understand the gospel, many of them respond. Let me share with you this testimony. I spoke at Calvary Chapel Tallahassee in Florida a few times, even before 9/11 and after 9/11. I received an email. "My name is Malak. I'm originally from Lebanon. I came to the States to finish my studies. I live in Tallahassee. I am a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim." Somebody bought her a copy of my book and gave it to her. And she said, "Let me say, since I read this book, I fell in love with God. I am now happier than before. I saw and felt what I haven't seen nor felt before. God's love for me. The only problem is now I feel I am in the middle. I cannot deny my Muslim roots. And I am falling in love with Jesus." Of course, I replied to her. I told her, "This is not a big problem. Malak, keep praying, keep reading. Last email, thanks for helping me experience and enjoy God's love and salvation. Thank you, Sammy." I introduced Malak to the Holy Church, Calvary Chapel, Tallahassee, and we rejoiced, we laughed, we hugged. My friend, if you need to receive Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior and repent of your sins, repeat this prayer after me. "Dear God, now I know that you loved me enough to come down to earth in the person of Jesus Christ and sacrifice of yourself for me. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, I receive Jesus in my heart. I believe Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. He paid the penalty for my sins. God, I want to live with you every day in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book congratulate you. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family. We are one team. God brought us together to use us to help multitudes of people, including multitudes of Muslims, enjoy His love and His salvation. If I can be of any help to you, if I can serve you in any way, pray with you for your Muslim friends or non-Christian friends, don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you. One of my favorite topics to speak about on Sunday morning is the Great Commission, sharing Jesus effectively with all people, with our neighbors, including Muslims. Another topic, I love to share a message about the description of God according to the Quran, that His relationship to believers is master to slave, and to compare it with what we have according to the gospel, that God is love and He desires us to be His children. God usually is using this message to help Christians fall in love more deeply with God, equip Christians to further share Jesus effectively with all people, especially Muslims. If your church needs a speaker, let me know. I usually try to speak in as many churches as possible. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.